Yes, I think we're concerned because I think the inauguration process is filled with symbolism, and one of the symbols is one of, you know, showing commitment to nation building. Now, her refusal sends the wrong signals to various stakeholders in that she was maybe bitter with her loss. And I think that doesn't augur well with an emergent democracy like Malawi.
But what do you say to people and legal experts who said she was not constitutionally mandated to officially hand over power, so she's not legally bound to be present?
Yes, I mean, that may be true, but I think people are more placing a stress on symbolisms, the symbols of handing over democratically to a successor. And I think lack of those symbolisms is a source of concern to civil society because it sends the wrong signals in terms of nation building.
So what are people saying concerning the rationale behind her refusal to do that? Others are speculating that it's just mere politics. Others are also saying that, well, she has the right to be present or not to be present.
Yes, I think the key issue here is, what happens after the Peter Mutharika starts his term. I think there was an expectation, or there's an expectation that he might, carry out acts of, retribution for his former arrest. But he made it clear in his inaugural speech that he's not out for vengeance, he's more out for justice and the rule of law. So I think that should be put aside as a concern for Joyce Banda.